Hello, hello, everybody. Brian here, quantlabs.net, March 16th, 2024, 9 a.m. Just wanted to go over a article I saw on Hedgeweek, and the article was called Renaissance, Renaissance Technologies, Jim Simons, who passed away last week, that firm. So Renaissance acquired GameStop and AMC shares ahead of meme stock rally. So this article on Hedgeweek revealed what happened with this bunny guy on Twitter and the meme stock thing and Wall Street. So here's from my article that came out. So I'm sure you heard earlier this week there's GameStop, GME, AMC Entertainment had surged quite a bit. I'll just leave it at that. So what started that? Apparently, Renaissance Technology, they put out a report because they're obliged to that. It's called a 13F filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission that they had to add. They added new long positions of over 1 million GameStop shares in the first quarter of 2024, and they increased their existing stake in AMC by nearly 80%. So obviously, both stocks, meme stocks, took off. So this kind of one makes you wonder what's going on here now. They Renaissance runs a variety of sophisticated quantitative modeling and data-driven investment strategies. So maybe their systems picked this up. I don't know. But here's the question. So if you remember 3 years ago, Wall Street Bets on Reddit, that group jumped in on this, along with people like Andrew Tate. I also heard through a George Gammon video that the same Bards crowd, the ex-retired, I guess, hedge fund crowd jumped in on this, possibly earlier than what came out with this Reddit post. Now, is there collusion? I don't know. Should the SEC look into this? Because this is basically what I stated in my article. You can go over to my blog to see it. The critical question lies whether Renaissance actions constitute insider trading. That refers to a legal practice of using non-public information to make investment decisions. So, in order to prove this, this is what the SEC needs to demonstrate to show that Renaissance possessed material, non-public information about the upcoming rally, the stock rally, meme stock rally. They might have breached a fiduciary duty by using this information for their own gain, and they might have caused harm to the market and other investors. Now, as I said, to prove this is obviously difficult, and I would imagine that includes all the traders that were involved in this as well. And there's a number of factors here because there was social media hype, might have been retail investor coordination on this, and it would be pretty hard to isolate any non-public information that Renaissance God. Now, as I said, one of their systems may have flagged something in those stocks. We don't know. The SEC may still investigate. I mean, the ridiculous of what they're investigating on the crypto stuff, but this was kind of actually when I saw this article that Rentec may have been involved. That was what surprised me. I mean, I've always known that Rentec must have been a pretty scrupulous, high moral company. Well, I think they were under the guidance of Jim Simmons, but then he dies, and then look what happens now. Of this is going on now. Potentially, the Rentec could be accused of potential insider trading. This would destroy their reputation, obviously, if that was the case and proven that. So the question is, if the SEC should investigate, they have to look at the timing of all the purchases, the size of the bets. And then, if that leads into a closer scrutiny for potential market manipulation. As I said, they will not only focus on Renaissance, but also on the broader meme stock phenomenon. They're going to have to regulate this. People do get hurt over this. And if you have one bad large hedge fund actor involved that can move those little stocks and move the market, as they call it, yeah, something's going to have to be done about it because these are things that we, the outsiders, wouldn't never know about it, the plebs of traders. So SEC might examine the communication patterns on social media and potential coordination between retail investors. Now, if people get are part of this, they will be potentially criminally charged. I just read they charged two guys, I think they're brothers out of Canada, just for doing something to do with Ethereum. And I can't remember. That was just today. So the SEC, don't take this lightly, especially now in the world that we live in. And I don't agree with what they're doing with the crypto space personally, but this is a red flag to me. So if the SEC finds no evidence of wrongdoing, this would be considered a successful, well-timed strategy. I just find it weird with how it went down. And maybe this could solidify the reputation of Renaissance. I don't know. So if there is insider trade and the SEC finds it, Rentech would face hefty fines and potentially criminal charges. It not only would it damage the reputation, as I said, but it would send a strong message to other hedge funds and the importance of ethical investing. We already know how Citadel buys up the order flow. Big brokers like Robinhood. That's banned in Canada. That's banned in Europe, but it's okay in the US. So that's kind of like out there. We know about that. So they got to clamp down on that, but they tried. And because the lobbyists kind of brainwashed the old geezer politicians when they went through that scrutiny session in the center of the Congress a few years ago, it was a joke actually, but I don't agree with that at all myself. Anyways, so regarding just general meme stocks, they say it's a complete complex issue, risk and reward, potential vulnerabilities to the market overall. And now you have potentially, I'm not saying they are, but if Rentech or Renaissance does this sort of thing, it's gotta be stopped, because there's little guys like me, the little trader, honest trader, that can't even potentially move the market with their tiny accounts. There's nothing we can do there. So Rentech and the broader meme stock activity could lead to new regulations aimed at preventing market manipulation and protecting investors. I'm not a fan of regulation, but this sort of thing is clear to me, clear as day. Something's got to be done about it. So if there's a potential SEC investigation, one thing is clear. The meme stock saga is far from over. Social media will have a huge influence on stuff like this. And there's obviously higher participation in retail traders. And what will happen, it'll just raise volatility and just consider unconventional investment strategies. They may be right or wrong, we don't know, but we'll just leave it at that. Anyways, I'll include the article in my blog post. And that said, if you want to know more about stuff like this, go to my newsletter, get some free trading books as well, quantlabs.net/books. Just to let you know, I also am ready to deploy a very basic rudimentary new web server onto formerly known as Linode. And now it's been taken over by Akamai. So we're getting there. And if you're on my newsletter, you may know about my beta testing to this new site. Put word out on that for those that are engaging in that area on that segment on my email list. So look forward to that. I'm hoping to get this up sooner than later. It's definitely sooner than later. We'll leave it at that. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.